The locomotive was built in 1941, just a few days before Pearl Harbor. Of course, it went right into wartime service.
Finally, about 4 years ago, it was time for what we call a firebox, an entire new firebox. Almost $1 million worth of steel fabrication. Just endlessly welding new steel into this locomotive. So the boiler is now just as healthy as it was back in 1941.
You don't want to load up the shovel, you just want to put a little bit on it, maybe just a few pounds, so you can really fling it anywhere you want it to go.
What we're doing is throwing wood in the firebox, and this is actually what will start the fire. As you see, we already have flames over there where it's yellow and the wood's starting to burn. Now we just sit here and wait for it all to, it'll slowly catch all the coal and stuff on fire.
Yeah, when Hollywood came knocking, they wanted to get some ambient effects for their movie. And their sound crews came in, they picked up all the sounds from this locomotive, and that became the voice of the train in that movie.
It's always a magical moment.